Let's see. We need to record today. Besides the normal mundane stuff. Yeah. I went on, I don't know how to pronounce it, Chabad.org. It's all about Jewishness. Don't know what impelled me to go looking for things about the high priest of the temple, which is the equivalent of the presiding bishop. And it ends up being about, it was really interesting reading over it. What do you remember, Lee?
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be father, son. It could be a new dynasty.
Or the firstborn. It doesn't have to be the firstborn, as far as they're concerned.
And the person who priest over the first temple?
Yeah?
Would be wise.
Uh-huh.
Have piety.
Well.
Strong, handsome, wealthy.
Well, but it's an interesting kind of wealth. You don't have to come into it being wealthy. They said you can be given the necessary wealth. And it's like, what does that mean? Anyway, so. Yeah. And they said, the only qualification is you're a direct descendant of Aaron. And they made a point of saying, that's it. That's the only one. Now, there's certain things that make you more attractive for the role than others around you. And yes, it tends to go from father to son, but there's plenty of times when it doesn't. For one reason or another. Yeah. I found the whole thing, the things that Lisa was talking about, the attributes. It's not a perfect match to what it says in my patriarchal blessing. But you know what? It's pretty darn close. Because in my patriarchal blessing, it talks about having the health, strength, and the means to carry on the work. It says that I'll be doing the work of the Lord in the world. Always thought that was kind of expansive.
I'm breathing and it's going up into my glasses. It's driving me up.
Yep. That is problematic, isn't it? That's one of the bad sides about those balaclava sort of things, you know? They tend to cause problems, yeah. Anyway. So I've been pondering on all this stuff. And then...
Yeah, what made you do this set up?
I don't know. Something just came to mind. I had looked at Shabbat.org before in the past on other matters, but never on this one. So I found that interesting. And then when I read that, I went, oh, that sounds like my patriarchal blessing. So I pulled that up, which I had just typed in on Sunday. Because I had remembered typing up one, and I had been gone looking for my electronic copy, and I couldn't find it. So I retyped it on Sunday. Starting to feel like I got little fingerprints of God all around my stuff. Now that I'm reaching my second year in Portales.
Only the first year
was the Eastern. Well, you know what? Things don't always run on my timetable, do they?
Until Clark is getting 2 years.
Ah, you know. Talk, blah, blah. You never know. given him more than 2 years. What are you talking about? I haven't given him all kinds of stuff to that man. I put plenty of work into this year. Yeah. That's okay. All I know about the church is often they don't you know, they'll say, we've been considering this for several years, so, you know, honestly, when push comes to shove, I think it's going to do that. And I look at my family, the men in my family, and I have to say that I'm probably the most adventurous of the group.
Yeah.
I've done more than anybody else has. Not really.
Have you been
a
major building?
No. No, but those aren't things that he sought and pursued. Those were things that simply came to him. You know, he didn't ask for them. He didn't go after them.
Have you been a millionaire?
No. Now that was something he sought. So, yes, if there's anything about it, he does have more of those means, right? Well, I'm not doubting that he's got that on me. So I think I'm an interesting personality. And he was the recipient of, more likely than anything else, good timing. Not to say that that's not an excellent thing, but that might not speak particularly to pursuit either. It may just be, I was just doing my thing. You know, I did this thing. All of a sudden, I was swimming well. Well, not swimming. He doesn't say he's rich. But he did good. He didn't have to worry about himself after that. Anyway. So. He was sitting there, living a small life, right? Not denigrating at all. He wasn't in a particularly expansive guy. My family, where they end up, Utah, says, well, that's not inspired from the standpoint of, well, let's do something interesting. In what universe is a Mormon moving to Utah interesting? Why aren't you doing something else instead? Is that why I'm a little bit distant from my family on that side? Heck, a little bit distant from my family on every side. I'm talking about. Joe did something vaguely interesting, and what happened? He went back to Utah. It's like, this is a jumping off point.
He fell apart.
This is an opportunity.
He fell apart.
And he did. He kind of went, eh. All of his kids got an opportunity, and what did they do? They went skittering back to Utah. That's why, you know, when people say, well, you're back in Patalis, I go, not by my choice. I had no intention of coming back there. None at all. So I may only give fuck 2 years before it's like, I can't. I'm sorry, I'm hitting the same darn thing. Guys, I can't just sit here and do this till retirement. Are you crazy? Maybe. But the moment will come. The question is, what will you do with this? Am I being expansive with what I'm doing? Yes. It scares some people. Well, we're going in that direction. We don't want to go there. That's scary. Nobody else does it that way. You go, why not? It's obvious to me. And they go, no, it's a cool idea, but we don't want to do it until somebody else has done it before us, and then we'll just do what they do. And it's like, oh, all right. And if you're going to have a role that you're going to have the rest of your life, doesn't God say, I don't want somebody who just sits there and occupies the chair, keeps it warm, and does the job. It says, wouldn't I prefer having somebody who, by their very nature, is going to do some interesting things, is willing to go places where saner people avoid. You know? I don't know. It's not really up to the Lord there on those kind of measures. You know? Especially if it's going to be for the rest of their lives. It's like, I don't want a caretaker. I don't want somebody who just says, oh yeah, I come in every day, I put down my coffee, Mormons don't do that. Put down my chocolate cocoa, my hot cocoa, and I put up, and I read my newspaper, and then I check my email. I said, this is all very boring to me. I said, I'm doing it for now, but pretty soon it's going to start getting kind of weird. So I'm going to have to work on projects. And I think Clark knows that, and he's kind of glad to have me for this weird time, because I'm going to end up being a really good asset for him. But once it's all done and in place and stable, I'll be looking to go to move on to something. You know, either I need a new project or here, or I'm going to have to find something else. Interesting. So, I don't know, with that presiding bishopric, I'm not saying, except to say, that's what the scriptures kind of say. I don't mean to be the rude one. I don't think I'm grasping too much here at all. I'm not saying it's mine. But the more you look at it, the more you say, well, Doesn't my patriarchal blessing says that I am here because of my particular mix? I'm a curious tool here. Put in a strange time. Do something interesting. Do some, perhaps several interesting things. When too many people in the church think that going to Sunday going to church on Sunday is their expression of keeping the Sabbath day holy. And once that's done, they're fine. You know, you can talk until you're blue in the face about not thinking of it that way. And you go, sometimes just got to create the conditions under which they don't have much of a choice. They're going to keep Sabbath day holy. They're going to have to come up with their own ways of doing it. They can't rely on the crutch of weekly church attendance to keep them going, no matter how wonderful that feels. And, oh, I really rely on this. And you go, that's a problem. You have to be stronger than that. At some point, as far as I'm aware of, our church is not supposed to be preparing people to live in the terrestrial kingdom. They've got many places to go to. Heck, you know, going to the VFW is pretty good preparation for the terrestrial kingdom. If all we're doing is competing with those places, we're pathetic. Oh, just so you'll know, they're working on the crossing here the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to move down to the University Drive one. Although this is nice. Yes. You may have to take many diversions here. And as you can tell, it doesn't really
do
a good job of doing it.
Take it over Christmas break.
No.
That would be tough. Not as many people would be going over it.
That's tough. They're planning on having this done today. The thought is only going to take a couple of days on each one. So it's their first thought is this week. But they said, well, we reserve the right to take longer. And you go, good, that's smart. Anyway, so that becomes the biggest issue. Huh. Once you have it, what do you do with it? What do you set the precedent for? And you go personally.
Oh, Jason is 5'2".
Uh-huh. We're fine.
You sure?
What choice do you have? I think this is as direct a path as to go this way.
Okay.
Certainly off the front, though, but yeah. We'll just keep going the way we're going.
Okay. I forgot to look at my watch.
Oh, you're fine. We started late. So, most of time passes, I wait for less and less instruction. And I just start doing what I think needs doing. And I would imagine that that's how I'll begin here. And I might be a little snarky about it, too. I say, I'm sorry. The Lord said this is my role. It's been my role for a very long time. It's not like a job, like you've had. Don't mean to be rude to previous presiding bishops. This is not like a job. I'm not getting released from this. Therefore, I said, oh, I'm gonna pray and I'm gonna act. Says it'll be up to the brethren to reel me in. I'm sure there's enough waste and problems in the church to keep me busy for quite a while before we make big systemic changes. But, you know me, I like big systemic changes. Especially if they solve several problems at once. Because I love making one change and watching the ripple effect happen of all the little changes that it makes happen. Other people, scares the crap out of them. And you go, good. You probably have too much crap in you anyway. It'll clear you out. It's a cleansing thing. It's like that main drain thing in Joe versus the Volcano. Don't touch that! I wonder what, I always wonder what would happen if I did that. And you go, so what did he do? He did it. And you go, that's what we do. If we take the Lord's word on something, and we just do it, everybody says, no, that's not wise. And you go, I think it's wiser to do what the Lord said. Even when you say, well, he doesn't mean right now. And you go, how do you know that? Well, they give us a sign or something. You go, ah, waiting for a sign, are we? Yeah, I says, for all you know, there you go. For all you know. He was just waiting for me to show up. Says, and that's sad. You guys could have been doing amazing things before now, but you had to wait for me. Why? Nothing special about me. If there is, I don't give a flip. I'm just going to do what I got to do. Whee! I'm having fun. Don't you want to be in sunlight? I'm headed that way anyway. It's okay with you. Oh, sorry. The south side. Pardon me. Or at least here. Yeah? Yeah? Is this a lot nicer?
Oh, yeah.
I'm cold.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Yours is warmer. I love you. Well, I imagine you won't come to see me. That's okay. I brought lunch. Have a great day. I'll see you tonight about 5:30-ish, maybe. I'll walk home. Uh-huh. Yes, yes. Our responsibilities, boy, oh boy. Love you, Lee.